man, Cap G, you don't own the rights to these songs. None of these songs about to play, we own the rights to. And we play songs. But it is hard though, man. Shout out to Katie for the assist with this one. That's my favorite Mexican rapper of all time.
Yo, he's Mexican rapper?
Yes.
Mexican?
Yes. Cap G is Mexican.
I had no idea.
Cap G.
Cap G.
I heard him now.
I just broke up with your girlfriend. I just think, and he was on dope too.
Oh, that's that nigga.
Yeah, yes. That's my man right there.
He got another one.
He got another one.
Where you from?
Atlanta. South side of Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He got a song with my artist, C. Kent, too, you know what I'm saying? Mexico de Marta, you know what I mean? Hey, I fuck with that dude, Cap G, man. Literally, very, very, very dope.
I feel like he had a song on a video game. Was he on, like, live or something?
He got some sneaky joints.
I heard that Cap G before.
He got some sneaky joints, man. He got some sneaky joints, and that is definitely for sure. Shout out to Cap G. Shout out to Lil Key, who was the feature YSL gang. Shout out to my YSL family. All y'all, you know what I mean? But alas, fellas, third time is the charm. You know how it goes. You know how it goes sometimes. First two times, they all right. But that third one is a good motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
You know it. Thank third you. Time's the charm, they say.
Yes. So, we are here. Oh, hey guys, how you doing out there in the internet world and shit? Facebook, YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Everywhere that you're watching us live, and if you listen to us on Anchor and all those other places, wherever you get your podcast, we appreciate you for listening. It is the Gym Class Podcast episode. Episode 64. 64. You know what I'm saying? Rolling in my 64.
Cala. 6-4.
Yes. With all the hooks saying,
let me ride.
Exactly, nigga. We letting them. We on this goddamn gym class ride. You know what I'm saying? This quarantina. You know what I'm saying? All this COVIDity. It's ridiculous. Ron,
yeah.
This Rona.
It's crazy out here.
COVID-19 like shit.
This is wild. But alas, this is Gym Class Podcast 64. You know what I'm saying? I'm in this joint with my brothers, with my guys. Just finished an interview with Natural. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? CC on Instagram. Mm-hmm. KD in this joint. You know what I'm saying? Smelling like you on a vacation. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying? Looking like you on a vacation. Dream, you man. Feel me? That's what I'm feeling, man.
That was a nice day.
Man, we would have been on vacation. I would have definitely taken a vacation within this stretch. So, hell yeah, man, I feel my brother KD in this joint. And back from, you know what I'm saying, throwing niggas around, you know what I'm saying? And knocking niggas down.
I probably fucked your boyfriend up in the club.
You know what I'm saying? You probably fucked your boyfriend up in the club.
Or nigga you like.
You know what I'm saying? When he was acting drunk, you know what I'm saying? Acting wild, not answering your phone calls. This was a nigga that beat him up. And he was in the L.
Like, oh, come on, big son. Do me like that, big son. He was in the L.
Exactly. My brother Ace is back in the
motherfucking. What's up?
Damn. Brothers, how y'all feel, man? How y'all feel? Let me know, man.
Chilling, bro, you know? Good. Trying to lay low. I said, dog, it's Rona, man. Trying to stay, you know what I mean? It's off the way, man.
Gotta be safe.
Got to, man. I'm telling you, this shit is like a whole nother ballgame, son. The niggas out here with masks. I seen niggas make masks out of anything. I saw a nigga with a sock one other day. Nigga had on stockings and shit like that. The brown stockings, too. The old school junk.
Yeah, all the way over his face.
All the way over his face. Like shit like, bro, what you about to...
Man. You gonna rob a bank?
You gonna rob a liquor store like shit?
Bro.
Nigga like robbing a check cashing place. That's funny as shit.
Niggas robbing the motherfucking grocery store and shit.
Grocery stores have calmed down, though.
They've definitely calmed
down.
Yeah,
you just can't get no toilet
paper. But the thing is so wild.
Yeah, okay. You're not going to get no toilet paper, but everything else, like food and shit, pretty much get what you want.
All right, brothers, I have a wild grocery store story. It wasn't this last time that I went to the grocery store, but the time before. I'm supposed to tell y'all the last episode. I'm glad you're here. I can tell y'all now. Went to the grocery store, right? Wasn't getting a whole bunch. Had enough stuff.
What store though? Yeah, what store though?
Giant.
On Rhode Island.
Yeah, buddy. It was Giant on Rhode Island. Okay, so walked into Giant on Rhode Island, and you know, before this point, I was really, you know, it was jokes, and it just like, I feel it, I'm taking it serious, but it's like, I'm not leaving the house anyway. I've kind of been, you know, I've built myself, I'm built for this, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I'm going down there because I needed a slab of salmon and some, you know what I'm saying?
A couple things,
didn't need nothing crazy.
Yeah, you went shopping, bruh. You had a list.
And a little list. You know what I'm saying?
In and out.
Me and Shorty went down there, bam, cool. Went in there, and we went, you know how the Giant on Rhode Island is set up. The produce is right to the right. So that's the first thing. Yeah. Walk through the produce, man. Walk through, and I see this dude, and he is playing with the lemons, man. But if something's going on, he is getting a little too comfortable with the lemons, man.
Yeah,
like, he is touching every lemon, and I'm realizing this man don't have no gloves on.
Some stealing niggas, man.
And, bruh, not only was he touching the lemons, but he was grunting a little bit. Like, every time
he was turned on
by the lemons, bro. This is lemon molestation. It was lemon molestation, bro.
Sour freak.
Bro, a sour freak lemon molestation. This is real life, my nigga.
He was zesty.
He was the very definition of zesty. He was zesty as fuck. So I'm like, I pointed out to my lady, I'm just like, okay, like, yo, in the middle of this crisis, you see this nigga, like, wilding out, right? So.
Yeah, lemon inspector.
Bruh. Okay.
I want to see your badge.
Bruh. Okay. So I'm walking around, and he's continually really touching the lemons.
Bare hands.
You know, all right. Now, you know when you a nigga and you trying to, like, make enough noise so a nigga hear you and stop, but you don't want to talk to the nigga directly. Like, I don't want to be like, nigga, stop. But like, dog, stop touching the joints, bro. But I'm not.
I would have said something. I would have said something. I know me. I would have said something.
Maybe he's blown doing that shit too. He knows how crazy he looks.
Bruh.
But he the lemon inspector.
So
he got it. He got to inspect the lemons.
All right. So let me continue. So I'm sitting there, and I'm going to get my other produce and shit. I need some lemons, so I'm pissed, right? But there's another batch of lemons right there. So I'm sitting there, and I'm going around, and I still see this nigga touching these joints and grunting, right? So I'm like, all right, this is blowing me. So I whip out my phone, like, yo, I got to record this shit. Like, yo, nigga, stop. And I'm voicing this shit out. On the shit, right? I'm being loud behind the video so niggas can hear me, but I'm also being loud enough so the nigga can hear me. I want people to hear what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So then, I put the phone down, I look to my right, there's another worker in the joint. He's a younger nigga, but he's a real nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, bruh, your man, do you see what's going on with this nigga and these lemons, bro? Like,
what's up with this?
I said, throw all the lemons out.
Throw all the lemons out, bro.
This nigga's over there. This is lemon molestation, bro. He is a sour freak.
Zest the molester.
Oh, that's the one. Oh, boy, shit. Yeah.
Shout out to goddamn.
Tickling the lemon.
That's the molester.
Oh shit, my bad, y'all.
Zest the motherfucking molester, man.
So I'm asking this nigga, like, yo, fam, like, throw all these joints. What's going on? This nigga's touching all the lemons. He's like, bruh, he work here. I was like,
oh shit.
I was like, wait a minute.
He was on his break, bruh.
He was the lemon inspector, bro. He was literally the lemon inspector, but then I still had problems. Cause this nigga that had no gloves on.
That's the only way he gonna inspect them.
Bruh, fuck that. Fuck that.
Man. Skin to skin.
Bruh, come on, man.
He take his job seriously.
He touching the grunt.
But why was the grunts? That was the whole thing. The grunts threw me off.
He was blown that he gotta do this shit. He knows how crazy he looks.
And he was an old nigga, bro. Yeah.
He know how crazy he looked. Oh. He gotta do his job. Somebody gotta do it.
Somebody gotta do it.
This is not good for lemonade. This is not good for lemonade. Are you sick, nigga? Fuck out of here, boy. You can't wait.
Oh my god.
whole lemonade stand market is fucking up because of this one nigga. He fucked the whole up. So your kid trying to sell lemonade is over now because he was fucking up.
Oh my God. So I'm walking around, right? Because I felt after that, I was like, it was a job. I felt bad for like a half a second, but I was like, nah, this is still fucked up. So I was mad walking through the rest of the grocery store and shit. I was pissed off. And Shorty was like, yo, she was having a ball laughing at this shit, though. You really mad about this shit. But then, right, so I get to the motherfucking, I get all the way, y'all know how the joint is, right? So I get all the way to the frozen food section, right, where the cheese and shit is, right, on the other side. Went all the way through. A nigga walked up to me and said, yeah, that shit with that motherfucking lemons, bro, it's kinda wild, was it? I was like, yes! Real niggas, fucking real! I was like, bro, I ain't never felt so justified in my life!
Man, we should probably destroy I got your follow-up, son.
Man, right, so that was at the top of the aisle. When I walked down to the bottom of the aisle, another lady was like, yeah, man, I seen that shit too, man. She was like, yeah, man, fuck all that shit. I don't fuck black people,
man. Nah. I love black people.
I was like, man, I paid my food happily. Happily after that. But yeah, man, the Zesta Molester was a real thing, man.
Zesta Molester, dog. You molested them lemons like shit. Them lemons, those Me Too lemons like shit. Let me understand why he followed me and he followed me at work.
So this one going home with me. This one going home with Nah. You can keep this
Me
one
Too
right
lemons,
here.
Man.
He probably hustling the lemons.
Hustling lemons, man.
Yeah, he pick all the good ones out for himself. Sell them on the black market.
Man, like walking shit, out there. Yeah. Pocket full of lemons, man.
I had a jacket on. He on that station like, yeah, I got these lemons for you. Yeah, what you quick play.
He's the fresh of the lemons.
Don't mess with that. He brunch.
Come on, man.
Nah, man. That Zesta Molester was a real motherfucking shit,
special, bro. I don't get it.
Man, it's wild. And that was, that was the time before last when I went to the grocery store. And I didn't tell y'all that shit, but yeah, man, that shit was insane. That, man.
Going wrong enough. Man.
And that shit is nuts.
Yeah, nah, he was wild for that.
Oh my God.
He was freaked out.
Alas.
He was super freaked out.
Man. There's been a lot of freaked out shit going on, and there's been, I like to bring it in, you know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of things, we ain't been doing much of shit, and the world ain't been doing much of shit, but still, there are some things to happen because the people have used this internet in such creative and awesome ways. And then there was some content that came out, you know what I'm saying? So shit, man, let's get to it, man. Let's get to it. And I want to start with the talk of the goddamn internet from last week. I feel like it being right after the podcast that the greatest content happens. I swear to God, it just be like that sometimes. But the motherfucking Tiger King, man. It's been out for a little minute. I got a chance to watch it last week.
Oh, yeah, that shit's
wild. I got a chance to watch
wild.
It.
White people.
Fucking
white people.
Really?
White people.
I just want to say.
They said the big cat people are just a little off.
Man, and that's how they.
You got to be off the keep tigers.
Man.
Not no house cat. Not real live tigers and whatever type of other cat. Like, that's wild to me, son. Man. That's wild to be around them, John. Them guys will eat you.
I didn't know what to expect when I saw this shit pop up on the previews. And then we sat there and watched. And it wasn't a movie. No. It's a whole mini series.
It gets worse and worse. Like, as you watch it, it's like, holy shit.
My what? God. Shout out to Tiger Woods, a real Tiger King. But the Tiger King, Joe Exotic? Oh boy, oh boy.
That's a wild nigga, man.
Oh boy.
He might be the most toxic person in history.
Like, most toxic.
He had two husbands.
He married
two niggas at the same time.
And both these niggas were straight, bruh.
Yeah.
He married two straight niggas, bruh.
Hold on. Two straight niggas signed up for that shit?
Bruh, yes, bruh.
Niggas is gay,
bruh.
What the fuck you talking about?
The thing is.
Those ain't no straight niggas, dog.
Bruh. And so, of course, you know, we're talking about, you know, the white folk, you know what I'm saying? Joe is definitely he is.
It was not one black person.
It was not one.
No,
the closest thing,
no,
closest person
like
of color.
For
there's one person of color in the whole production, and she got her arm bit off. by a tiger. And then she returned to work 5 days later without said arm. And she was in the documentary, you feel
me? She's getting paid $100 a week or something.
Yes. Bruh, the cults, that's the real shit. The thing that I came up, like, at the end is they are animal cults.
White people love animals, man.
White people love animals, and too it's much. A different
thing. That's why they fuck them all the time.
They love things they can control.
Or think they can control.
Especially things that think they have power.
Man, like, it's... My man, I will say the coolest dude on the joint was my man Doc Antle. You feel me? Doc,
he's a creep too. Dude.
Yeah. Oh, he's a super creep.
Yeah.
He's a super
creep. Like little girls.
Super creep. He's a super creep.
He wait, as soon as they turn 18, hey, how you doing?
Bruh, he would kind of breed these joints on his Pied Piper R. Kelly type shit at like 16 to come in and work at like his place R. with Kelly him. And
with animals with a tiger. You can't say.
The thing that made me I knew some shit was kind of off when had just the hair right here, the little goatee patch, and none of this other hair.
Oh, if you got that, you're a freak. Right.
He had that shit.
That's a freak nigga.
He looked like a cameraman.
Like a porno cameraman. On the big joint, bro.
On the nigga holding the mic like this.
Got a t-shirt on with a khaki vest on.
Yes.
Cargo shorts.
Right.
Bro. Yes.
Tube socks.
So, yeah, man. That motherfucking Tiger King. But man, definitely had he married these two niggas at the same time, bro. Like, and they was all wearing the like pink shirts and motherfucking
black jeans and probably cowboy boots.
Niggas wild.
One of his husbands ended up leaving. He said he was fucking the receptionist the whole time. So the first dude, and that I have a theory about this.
He got her pregnant,
bro. He got the receptionist pregnant that he left. But he had the motherfucking, he had this nigga property of Joe Exotic on his motherfucking, on his down, like, his whole midsection. The lower midsection, lower abdominals, is what they say. It was a wild situation. But I had a theory about this, because I realized what the culprit and all this shit was.
Drugs.
Yeah, meth. And I'm watching this shit.
White people love meth.
White people love meth, and... I was looking at the goddamn shit, and then also all the programming that has had people with meth on it, or anytime I've seen somebody where I look like, damn, you're on meth. Meth makes your teeth move. I swear to God, meth does some shit with your teeth.
It destroys your
teeth. They destroy it, but it also just makes them shits move in different ways. And then I was testing this motherfucking...
slowly decay.
Bruh.
They're like the caves.
I swear they move first and they decay. Like, it's just like they, like, do the little, like, the puzzles and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, them walls when you're going through the maze and shit.
I'm
like,
slide a little bit on
the exactly. And if you keep playing with me, they go all fall out.
They fade the black light shit.
They get a little more room, so now they can
win.
I lost a little weight.
That made the teeth with me. Yes, indeed.
I done moved this far, I might as well go ahead and leave.
Mike checking for me in this motherfucker.
Right, yeah, I'm saying,
I don't care about me. You don't care about me.
I'm going to go ahead and head on out. The whole motor gone like shit.
I'm just going to fall back.
Rush the team like, man, what happened to Tony? Tony rolled out. Tony was a motor. He was in size. Everybody was in size. He said, fuck, I'm going to go ahead and roll out. Tony gone like shit. Rush the team like, damn, so where the fuck you go?
Man, shit, man. Yeah, them teeth be gone.
That's crazy, bro. I don't want to see this.
But yeah, nah, this nigga was legit, like, just...
Oh, Lord.
Like, I don't know. Like, and then it's up, so the one husband got the girl pregnant, stayed with her, left him. Then the other nigga shot himself in the head.
Motherfucking head off on camera.
Accident.
On camera.
He playing around.
Bullshit. What type of gun?
Oh, bruh. I can't remember. Remember what type of gun it was?
Effective.
Yeah. Right. Whatever it was, it worked.
A gun. I think it was a gun.
He had a bullet. You know, one that worked.
Earl had a bullet. What's up, real bullet? He had a bullet work.
He thought it was empty.
Right.
Oh, man. I'm sorry if that was insensitive.
Fuck that.
Oh, so Joe, you got Joe Exotica. This nigga's, and then he marries another
Joe Exotica. Joe Exotica.
Not Joe Exotica.
That would be my what? Matt Exotica.
He marries another nigga like a couple months
later. Yeah!
Another nigga just.
Like 2 months later!
Yeah.
2 months later, he married another nigga, bro. And but so, this nigga was gay, though. I will say that.
No, he was gay, bro. He's a gay redneck. With Tigers.
You mean gay and a redneck. That's crazy. With Tigers.
Tigers and weapons. And explosives. Bro, this nigga.
And a mullet.
Bruh, a mullet, explosives.
Joe Dirt style?
Yeah. No. And this nigga was a country singer. Bangs. My nigga, why did he have some of the dopest country songs I've ever heard in my life, though? Bruh, literally.
This nigga ran for president.
Bruh, ran for president.
And governor of Florida.
And got votes.
What was this?
Got 20% of the votes, bro.
What was that?
Bro.
What was this?
Bro, and we was alive, 2000s.
Bro. 2000s.
In the 2000s, my nigga. You gotta watch this, 13. Because my man was doing that motherfucker, man. My man was doing that motherfucker. And he's right about the, like, the, all right, so Carol is his arch nemesis, right? And Shorty, she
killed her husband.
She killed her husband and fed that nigga to the tigers, bro. Like, the nigga had the bag. He had the bag and he was breeding them tigers, bruh. So she was a whole breeder before time, but then she was like, fuck that. I don't want to breed no more. You not fucking with this shit. You want to make these moves. I'm going to feed you to the tigers. I'm going to take all the money. She went through, bruh. She a cold bitch. I'm not going to hold you. Carol, cold bitch. Went through and changed all the wills and all the guarantors and all the motherfucking, all that shit that you got to do when motherfuckers die. To her name in case of lost or, you know what I'm saying? So not just in case you die, but in case you get lost in the sauce some type of way. That's like, bruh, didn't even go to jail, inherited all the money. Wrote all the money from her from his daughters, his other wife, wrote it to her. So she got all the money. And then she started wildlife.
They were up in the kids, didn't
bruh,
Then she started a non-profit. For all her cats and made everybody there work for free.
Bruh. And she got the cats in these wild, like, she got the cats looking like it's jail.
They gotta go in a cage to get water.
Bruh. It looks
like
bad.
A cage inside the cage with the water.
But nobody.
Free the real tigers out here, man. Bruh. Free the real tigers, man.
But nobody, none of the workers, unless you own them tigers, nobody's making any money. They said that they.
Yeah,
Doc and two people make $100 a week.
$100 a week, nigga?
$100 a week.
No, the motherfuckers for Carol work for free.
All Carol work for free. And then Joe people make $137 a week, but they get a trailer.
$137 a week.
And they have to eat off the expired Walmart food truck, my nigga. So when all the... When the food goes to, like, when they get there and they don't want it or do some shit, they can't put it back on the, I don't even know all this shit, but they can't put it back on the shelves, so it goes in the trash. So that's how they feed the cats, but the people would pick from the food, the workers would pick from the food before the cats get the food. And they just hoping some shit is frozen. My nigga, it's a wild, wild, wild world out here.
Big cat world.
Big cat world is crazy.
And so basically, Joe hated Carol because she was always hating on this nigga and saying how he abusing the animals because he's letting motherfuckers take pictures with the cubs and pet them and shit. And, you know, everybody getting their Instagram photo with the tiger.
What up, Steve?
With it. And so, they butted heads on that so much that this nigga wanted to kill her and he put a hit out on her. He tried to pay a nigga $3,000 to kill her.
Three bands. He tried to pay him 10 bands. That he didn't have to have. Bro, the whole way my man got found out is so wild. And his case is so bogus. Because he tried to pay the nigga 10 bands and split it 5 and 5. Didn't have the 5 bands, so had to give him 3. My man took the 3 bands and went out of town, but didn't even go out of town to do the shit. You said, fuck it, I'm not going.
Finesse, sir.
I'm not going to kill no fucking body.
I'll take it.
I was like, oh, shit.
Whole time he tried to kill a nigga and shit didn't work. Man. So he got to just turn around.
He just like, oh, Lord.
Man, you know what? Couldn't even do that shit, officer.
Bruh. That shit.
I knew that was wrong.
But I got his deposit, though.
Yeah. But he
paid me to do it, though.
And that's how that nigga got caught up. And he ended up going to jail because they said he ended up euthanizing or killing. They said he shot and killed 5 tigers and shit. But he said he euthanized them.
They weren't paying, so I'm happy.
Yeah, so, you know. But he's in jail. How much, like, 79 years? Or 20? How many years? 22 years?
I don't know, man.
Wild amount of time.
I don't think he's getting out anytime soon, so.
That shit is fucking crazy. But that motherfucking...
You think he run this shit in jail? He don't got no tigers. He can't run.
He in that jail.
Bro, he like it. He's
in heaven right now.
If what?
Just telling them niggas stories and then letting them...
I give him soft dick. That's how you go fuck him up.
Some of y'all boyfriends is nigga tigers.
Right. Tiger.
You got a new tiger man.
Oh, my God.
That nigga there running that shit.
Man. Oh, my God. Shit, I'm a motherfucking Tiger King.
Who wanna fuck me? Ooh.
Oh my God. Oh, that shit is crazy, man. That motherfucking Tiger King, man. I don't know. Do you say Freeze Joe Exotic or I don't know.
Nah, man.
Fuck me white. Fuck Joe Exotic, nigga. Stay locked up, nigga.
They're all shitty people.
Stay locked up, nigga. Yeah. Fuck you.
Everybody.
You white, man. You're white.
Carol
man.
Needs to go to jail though. I'm not even gonna front. Carol needs to go to jail. Because she definitely, man. Because even, bruh, the thing that was so crazy with all this shit, it was like she knew.
Excuse me.
She was like playing into the shit. And she doesn't even care. Like, she's so smug. It's like that, like, smug ass white woman. Like, they're not ever going to do anything. That energy, I got that shit. Because she literally telling niggas how she would kill the motherfucker if. Like, she were to kill this motherfucker, but she didn't kill this motherfucker.
She OJ'd it.
Bruh. She lit. Oh, speaking of OJ. Oh, my God. My man, look. When the Jews tell you that bitch killed this nigga, man.
He know what a killer look like.
Bruh. He knows how to do it. Strategically, he can identify a killer. That's why I don't understand why
he should have a show where he spots
that
out killers.
That would be fire. I was just thinking about
man,
that shit.
Man, yeah.
What? That would be fire. Right.
That would be the best show right, ever. Yeah,
yeah. That's fire.
This nigga just go to police departments on murder cases and look behind the glass right.
Bro.
That nigga did that shit.
Nigga right
they
there.
Shouldn't even, he they should make shit. It a scripted show like motherfucking SVU with him being the star, though. That shit would be fucking hilarious.
That shit, we make it a comedy, like some naked gun shit. Like, prosecutor, this nigga OJ just
that's how they be called.
All he finds is knives and gloves.
Calling the juice. You see him walking in the hallway, yeah. It's juice. You know what the fuck I am. She got a little bag and all that shit.
The juice is back.
Oh my God, that would be the fucking campaign of history. Oh my
juice,
God.
Juice, nigga.
That is incredible. Man.
But speaking of Netflix, though, have y'all noticed it slowed down a little bit?
Niggas at home not doing shit watching Netflix.
Yeah,
not doing shit.
Netflix
niggas
up.
At home watching Netflix, man. Like,
I'm
shit,
not even gonna lie. I've been watching some Netflix, but I've been burning Hulu up. I've been burning Hulu the fuck up because Hulu got them series, man. And the certain series that people have always told you about that were funny as fuck, but you might not have ever tapped into, this is the perfect time. I'm going to tell y'all, motherfucking The Mick on Fox, funny as shit, with the same girl from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is another joint that I tapped into.
That shit was pretty funny.
That shit is funny as shit. They some racist motherfuckers, but that shit is funny
What's the rapper, the white rapper name?
Dave? Bruh, that shit is hilarious.
That's the only shit I watch consistently on Hulu is the Dave joint.
That shit is like young Larry David. I saw that little clip. Yep, exactly. Shout out to me for
putting on. Nah, he did.
You know what I'm saying?
He put me on with this joint.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that shit. That Dave shit is dope as fuck.
That shit is funny as shit. It's like dry ass humor and it's.
But
it's,
I like humor like that.
And for me, witty, being somebody witty,
yeah,
who
like, definitely witty, yeah. Make you laugh like, oh yeah, okay.
For somebody who's been in that situation and just it's so authentic, you know what I'm saying? Of course, like him being an actual rapper and this is real life shit, you know what I'm saying? Like he would be in all them rooms already. You know what I mean? Right. Because he's early or in that stage. But the way he thinks in that joint, I can totally relate to because it's like, nigga, I've been in one of them roles minus the superstar role. And sometimes, not the star role, but being the head of the pack of creative motherfuckers that want to shake this shit up. You know what I'm saying? I.e. South by Southwest when we went down and turned that motherfucker.
They on rap niggas.
Yeah.
Because rap niggas are fucking weird, bro. Bro, I'm just curious for a couple of rap niggas, bro. Niggas are weird. It's like, you sit back and you watch it, and it's like, man, I see what Cuz trying to do. I see the energy, but it's like, a lot of niggas don't know how to, like, translate into being cool. Everything is kind of like, my art is just so crazy, but it's like, dog, just be regular, dog. Yeah. Just be chilling. Yeah. That's it. It's cool. You don't do all that. Because me being close to you, next to you, I see you're not really built for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you gotta do that. To show everybody, to make everybody think you built for it. But it's like, bro, it's like a whole facade, man. Let that shit ride, man. Like, I just don't want no smoke. Just chill. Just be chill, man. Just be chill and make good music. And niggas will fuck with you, but I don't know. I don't get it no more.
Right.
I just like, get niggas to pay me to do
the
shit.
And that's the thing that's so, like, and even in these times, and I love when the rappers, and Lil Dicky is like the perfect person to do something like that. Because, you know, he has the comedic lane for his raps, you know what I'm saying?
He don't take himself that serious.
Exactly.
And whole kill his cousin, he actually rap. He's actually super nice. It's like, it's funny. It's a breath of fresh air for somebody to be able to sit back and make fun of what we all know is really the real deal. But it's like, he a nigga that's inside of shit. And you see what it is for what it is. But rap niggas are weird, though.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, that is, rap niggas are weird. Producer niggas are weird. You know what I'm saying? And one person, and this, I don't know if I put this on here, but I'll add it in there. But one person that's been acting really weird lately online is Young Chop. Have you been seeing?
I've been seeing the shit. It's like, bro, like, stop the clout shit, bro. Because what's gonna happen is they're gonna catch you bullshit. Then when they catch you, it's not gonna be that sweet. Like, the nigga.
Young Chop
is producing. Chief Keef
basic producer. Okay.
And he was very instrumental in the drill wave and that whole Chicago.
He basically played a big part in that whole.
When Chicago came in, he was the sound of Chicago.
Ronald number 9, like all them Chicago niggas that came out, he played a big part in this shit. But now it's like,
now
he on some shit.
He's really, he might really have an issue.
Man. Like, really, like, mentally.
And that's the thing a lot of people have been commenting about. His mental state, and that's what a lot of the rappers have been saying. So, people haven't really been... Some people have approached it with smoke, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it is disrespect.
He's talking super wild. He's talking super wild.
Yeah,
he's talking shit about everybody.
He done said he done fucked me, girl, and... He did some wild shit.
All niggas bitches
and 21 Savage is a bitch. He was scared when I had a gun. Like, what's up?
And even as far as to go live with these people and, you know, continue to antagonize. And it's been almost everybody that is considered gangster in the industry, mm-hmm. he's been, you know, trying to go at them. Now, there, I will say that somebody, I've worked with Chop, you know what I'm saying? I've been in that situation. It was, this doesn't seem like the same person that I, you know, worked with.
Fucked up, man.
It does seem like...
I saw him getting punched by security in that one video though.
I did see that because
people
are posting.
Stop bullshit, nigga. Be real. You know, get some help. Son.
It's very Tekashi 6ix9ine-ish. It's very Tekashi
6ix9ine. Super cloudish. Like, super extra. Like, super's like, come
basically
on, bro.
Because come you on, can't bro. Touch me at all. Like, and literally because we're in quarantine and you know.
Yeah.
Like,
that's basically what it is.
It kicked up in the quarantine. Okay. It's definitely something that kicked up in the quarantine because Chop was a cool dude, man. Even when I was working with him, like he was super, super chill. You know what I'm saying? Super, like he was a nice spirited guy. I was in there with Herbo and Lil Bibby when I was up in New York. You know what I'm saying? So, like it was a super cool vibe, and he was playing some unreleased shit. It just seems like it's something switched over. You know what I'm saying?
That fame will do it to you, man. Money and them lights fame, and shit, man.
And then mental health, too.
You know? Mental health, too, man. Because, you know, as black men, we struggle with that shit. Yeah. You add the money, the drugs.
And the timing.
The popularity. Yeah. And the spotlight. That shit fuck you up.
And, I'm telling you. You know, trying to chase something and then also realizing that it is the time. If you were going to do that, now is the time to do that. As sick as it is, as a thought, you know, everybody's watching TV right now. Or everybody's watching the internet right now. Everybody's watching their phone. So if you're the Tekashi of right now, when everybody's watching, and you did just drop an album as well, you know, it's like you kind of, it's a capitalization on that, but you just gotta be careful, man. And you know, I pray that the homie's all right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because he's a super, super, super cool dude, super talent. You know what I mean? Literally a young legend in the game at 26. You know what I mean? But you don't want to see people go out like that, and you don't want to. Goddamn,
my man.
But yeah, you don't want to see people go out like that. You know what I mean? I think that's just how it is, and especially not on the clout shit. That shit is just ugly.
Oh, okay. So yeah, no, I haven't never heard of him.
Man, it's crazy. Yeah. But also, IG ain't been all beef shit though. You know, it has been battles though.
No, I've definitely enjoyed the IG Live battles.
Man, oh man.
They have been definitely needed.
Entertaining, man. It's definitely been entertaining. No question.
I didn't get to see the Hit-Boy and Dream joint. The Hit-Boy and Boy Wonder joint. But I did see
some highlights.
I saw the highlights from that joint. The first joint that I really clicked into was the Dream and Sean Garrett. And man, oh man, that was good entertainment.
I saw the highlights and I was like, yo, this shit's wild.
That was good entertainment. I didn't realize the smoke was so heavy with those guys, though. They actually don't like each other.
Yeah, I didn't know that until afterwards.
You, of course, the niggas from Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Both of them from Atlanta. So it's like, you know, that's... Atlanta's like, you know, I'm sure everybody know everybody, but it's like a big, small city. So probably two major niggas making all the R&B hits. They're probably going
to
be.
And shout out to Sean Garrett for, like, he was instrumental on a lot of songs that I didn't realize. Guys.
No, and Sean Garrett, then, the nigga, son, he getting that bag.
And then to have it, because once you start hearing these songs and seeing these guys do it, and not even really perform it, but understanding they sound and shit, you can see like, oh no, this is definitely like he definitely did this. I can hear this person on this joint. You know what I'm saying? So when you start hearing that, these people was in they were doing their thing for a minute.
He was just too lit. He was way too lit.
That was
trying to make a turn, because I mean, he faded off and shit like that, but like. Man, he's trying to show everybody that, man, I'm actually somebody. I'm Sean Guerrero. Niggas, because people don't know who he is. Yeah. Everybody know who the Dream is.
Yeah.
But niggas don't really know who Sean Guerrero is.
And that was the...
That's what he's into music like that.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that you can kind of see. Of all the battles so far, that one was the most entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Because those niggas are characters, both of them. Motherfucking Sean singing all these songs and like making the fit. Like, it was super funny to watch this nigga. Like, he's performing the tracks, but he didn't write, he didn't perform these tracks on the record. So it just looks so wild, yeah, with these facial wild, expressions.
He's
super close, super just turned up. And the dream was golfing on what's his name's first track. Just hitting golf balls into the motherfucking, into his little pool and shit. The theatrics were hilarious. The tracks were amazing.
I feel like Dream is an asshole nigga, low key.
No, yeah, he is. And he did. And he doubled down on his asshole the next day. The shit that was so funny, he doubled down his asshole like the next day. And they both, after the joint, I think Sean Garrett was calling him all types of, you know what I'm saying, like, he was just talking crazy about him on the live. And then the next day, what's his name was on, the Dream was on the live with Elliot Wilson. He was saying, yeah, we own a majority of Sean Garrett's publishing, so it was like I was listening to myself, like I was battling myself. Yeah. And that's what I was realizing.
Elliot Wilson?
Elliot Wilson.
Shout out Elliot Wilson. Yeah. Man.
The Instagram, that's like CNN for hip hop. Elliot Wilson has the CNN and hip hop.
That's the nigga, man. I really watch his content. I ain't hold it.
Yeah, man.
It's interesting. I fuck with him.
I watched Sean Garrett. He had live with Kenny Burns today.
For real?
Yeah.
He was talking about it.
Yeah, Kenny Burns, money making ass.
Shout out to KB.
Shout out to Kenny Burns, man. You're money making ass, man.
Yeah.
That's all right. You did a bridge, man.
KB and that motherfucker. KB, what are we talking about, though?
So, but nah, he was definitely sober. And he was basically making a lot of sense of the shit. He was like, I didn't catch the part where he was talking about directly the situation, but he was just talking about his situation as a whole. He's been kind of like blackballed. And like, then he was talking about like, dealing with certain people when he was with Usher. Yeah, he said Usher didn't want the song.
Lil John joint song.
Mm-hmm. He said Usher didn't want it.
So hold on, Lil John produced the joint, but who?
Sean Garrett wrote it. And so he was like, Usher didn't want it.
She was a hit though.
Yeah, but he said at the time Usher hated it. He didn't think it was gonna do anything. He was like, man, I don't want to do this shit. And he was like, it almost never happened. And he's like, a lot of times these artists, you know, they don't know that we create these songs for them.
Right.
And so like, a lot of times he was like, yeah. And then I think, actually got a song called like Pages or something like that. Not Pages. Paper.
Mm.
Nah, cause I mean, cause
he did another Usher hit. I don't know why I can't. It's earlier though.
A good producer and a good
papers,
writer.
Papers.
But a good producer and a good writer catch the vibe of the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Catch the vibe. It's like they see what type of artist, the artist is, and cater to that. You make a hit based off.
But artists don't know.
The niggas let me know. I'm saying.
The thing is so crazy though with these producer niggas, and that's even with chopping all of these producer niggas. Being somebody who I work with a lot of rappers, but I feel like I work equally with producers and shit.
Mm.
Them niggas get that motherfucking bravado, that ego about them, where it's just like, you will shoot yourself in the foot because nobody wants to work with you. You know what I'm saying? To get that content, they don't want to have to deal with the nigga that it is.
I know a nigga like that right now.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the curse, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
these niggas will shoot themselves. And it has with all of them, it be that, or it be they get so deep in the drugs and, you know what I'm saying, which is
in the lifestyle.
Yeah, that, you know,
they drown.
Exactly. Or they get fucked over in deals and shit like that.
That lifestyle fuck you up, man.
Man, listen, I'm a prime example of somebody who, you know, got in, you know, we had the fun, but the lifestyle got, it was more lifestyle than art, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that shit, you know, you're not never gonna win that way. So, you know, it was interesting. I definitely enjoyed the fuck out that battle, though. I'm sick of hearing Beyonce and them producers. I'm gonna say this point after this week.
Cause that's like a trump card. When you got a Beyonce, track, you can, that says a lot.
Yeah.
Beyonce, a Drake, Kanye, Jay-Z, Rihanna track, that, especially if it's a hit.
Yeah.
Especially if you wrote the shit, you gotta go with them.
Right, yeah. And it felt like they was trading off Beyonce joints at certain points. And it was like, this is cool and I respect it, you know what I'm saying? Is it necessarily for me? You know what I mean?
Or the Neo battle was like that too.
Yeah, it definitely was. It definitely was. That was Neo versus Jonte Austin. Jonte Austin.
Neo can write, man.
I mean, like I said, when I met the nigga, I just screwed him one time.
Seem like he's an asshole.
I want to say he's not an asshole.
Not like
the nigga. Put it this way: the nigga knows what he is.
Yep, and that's.
He knows what he is. But since I can't call him an asshole, because at the same time he wasn't like he wasn't abrasive to me. Yeah, yeah. He wasn't like an asshole with rubbing the wrong way. It's kind of like, nigga, like, I'm Neo, I'm gonna be cool with y'all, but you know what the fuck I am. That's what the vibe.
I am Neo. You know, I don't have to do this.
You're lucky that I made you.
But I will say this though. One thing about Neo, we took him around to meet the fans. He's very, very gracious, very, very, took pictures with everybody, hugged people, like right. That. The one thing, I can respect that. Like, he really showed love to everybody who buys music. Like, people's out there camped out for him, he walking through, and he's just showing everybody love. So I definitely respect that. Definitely respect that. He definitely showed everybody love. That spoiled his music. But nigga talented though, man. I mean, he's a goofy nigga, but he's super talented.
Man, that shit, that battle, I definitely was confused, because I definitely thought Jonte Austin was Dallas Austin. Forgive me, you know what I'm saying? You won't.
That nigga, whatever.
You could never pick him out in the goddamn lineup.
I don't know what he looks like.
You
know the songs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I've heard. I know Dallas.
Yeah. And, like, so he wrote everything. All the joints. He wrote them shits quietly. So when he's playing them joints against Neo, bro, it's just like, it's crazy. The thing that's also very interesting and what I don't think people factor in too much is a lot of these times you're factoring in an artist producer versus a straight on producer. Yeah, I sound good as a motherfucker. Even put it back, yeah.
Right.
Put it back. But with the Jonte joint, you have somebody who is an artist, producer, songwriter. Versus a straight on songwriter. You'll never hear it. Well, I think he actually has music out now, but people weren't checking for Jonte Austin, the artist, the way they were checking for Neo, the artist. So they're playing all stuff from their catalog versus being able to tap into other shit, and you're playing stuff just from everybody, which is what happened, I feel like, in the Manny Fresh and Scott Storch beef, which I really want to spend some time on. Because I feel like everybody saw that. We saw that one, bro.
Yeah, I definitely saw it.
So,
Manny, see, the difference is Manny had them, he had them reins on him, man. Like, Manny couldn't produce for everybody. Like, Scott Storch had an opportunity to produce for everybody. Manny wasn't really produced for everybody. So it's like, you kind of got that Cash Money sound was kind of like, not say it was one dimensional, but he kind of only sucked for them niggas.
Yeah.
Early on.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Scott Storch got some hits, man. Like,
Scott got some hits. The thing that I'm going to say, because I posted this shit, It was 202,000 people in that motherfucking live that day while watching that joint. And I sat there and watched. And I got the fucking hiccups. Honestly, to me personally, I pick Manny Fresh. You know what I'm saying? And this might be personal preference, but no. It's also beyond personal preference. It's the fact that when you look up a lot of these tracks, right, Scott definitely did his thing on these joints, but these weren't all Scott sourced beats. You know what I'm saying? These weren't just him. So it's like when Manny gives you all him and I created a whole sound in the South and still is relevant to this day, like them joints is like you can play them shits literally to this moment. All them joints that Manny played, if not all, at least 75% of them joints, if you play them shits right now, motherfuckers is moving, motherfuckers going bop. You know what I'm saying? With Scott, there were some joints where it's like, yes, there's big names on this joint. Yes, it was a big record, but this shit ain't moving me. This ain't it. Like, it was it. It might have been it at that moment, but this shit is kind of, this isn't moving me. You know what I mean? But the person on it is the reason why they're getting the points and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie, the Beyonce Sean Paul joint, it's not moved me like it did when I was 14 in like trying to get some booty rub in the club. You know what I'm saying? Or not even the club, but in the dance. Because
That's still a hard beat.
I mean, it is a hard beat, but
I feel like Scott Storch had the range, man. That's what really separated for me. And then I didn't like all the extra shit Manny Fresh was doing. And I felt like he was unprepared.
He didn't play a lot of shit
that could have matched up with what Scott Storch was playing with.
And he did say he just going to play tracks some
joints. Yeah, he played a few tracks with just like the same exact thing. That shit rock, but it's the same shit. And Scott Storch, this nigga Scott Storch playing the piano and shit with the fucking song. It's a battle though.
Yeah.
You can't think of it solely on just like what song is better, but they're a battle. At that point, they were going 20 for 20.
Yeah. And so and I will like, say Manny.
If he was going to do all those, all the time he took making all them little
skits and shit, yeah,
he should have picked the best songs he had better. And actually made like a list that he could pick from.
Yeah. That was the one thing I will say. He dropped
the ball. I didn't like those skits. Yeah. They got old. He kept playing them. They were long as fuck.
Yeah. And I feel like some of them were like cheap shots and shit. And just like, Yeah,
some of them went a little too far. I was like, damn.
Boy, you lost.
I feel like he lost.
Yeah. I'll still say I would want to see. I feel like that. When you deal with people, and that battle was weird because I feel like you can't, if you have somebody that produces solely for the streets, you know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of the conversation was like a Juicy J verse, like Manny Fresh or somebody, when you're only dealing with.
That'd be a good one.
Like, I would fuck with that so hard because it's like you get.
But the thing is, Manny had.
He
had shit that he could play if they were going to do only 20 songs. Because like the other joints, you know, they just kept going and going. So you had a chance like, okay, I know what this is. Let me start playing my real shit.
Cash Money Shot got his publishing because I feel like he ain't producing nothing for somebody in a minute.
He was playing T.I. shit.
I'm saying as far as what he's doing now, cause I feel like
I know he does some.
He's
great
DJing.
Shit.
I know he's DJing a lot. And I
heard he's DJing on live all the time.
So
let go of nigga publishing, baby. Goddamn, Slim. It's 10 years later, man. Let the nigga eat, man. Damn, baby. Fuck with babies, man. I swear, dog. And I just killed baby. I ain't like him. I ain't gonna hold you doing too much. Yeah, bro, he was like, nigga. First off, nigga came in like, his whole vibe was like, I'm baby. And I'm gonna stand like, first off, he not no big nigga. That's the first thing.
Right.
He little for real. And the way he was moving, it was like, baby, like, nigga, off the one, nigga beat the shit out you. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. But it's like, bro, just chill. I'm trying to tell niggas, just chill. You don't got to do all that. Like, who, you don't got to impress me, bro. I'm security. You don't got to impress me. I'm just going to protect you while you in the club. I don't give a fuck with none of that shit. But it's like, bro, just chill. He was doing too much, man. He was doing way too much. Man. Shout out baby though, man. I mean, you did what you did. You know, you a legend.
Money was straight though. And money straight?
Who?
Money was straight.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. It was
alright.
It was alright.
But, the motherfucking, let's see. Oh, what was that? Oh, finishing up with Scott and May. It was, I definitely feel like it wasn't a fair situation, especially because when you're dealing with a lot of the situation and a lot of these viewers are, you know, the women, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You get, man, he got the streets and he got the hood. So if people respect the hood and are more hood than they are, you know what I'm saying, trying to be fancy and shit.
They both do.
I seen somebody said it was a battle of the substitute, no, the battle of the high school soccer coaches and shit, and I was dying of the high school girl soccer coaches. I was like, damn, these niggas crazy. But they both look like lesbians and shit.
No, they both definitely look like that. But I mean, hey, man.
Speaking of, wait, guys. Yes. Well, as a segue, I might want to.
First, like, she jumped bitches in.
Man.
Like an All American.
That shit is crazy. So, the brat. So, cats out of the bag, guys. Mm-hmm. The brat is a lesbian.
Girl, hold on. Girl, late. We already knew, boo. Come on, man. The brat. Come on, Slim. Like, we already knew what it was. Like, come on, man. You wasn't out here with them baggy pants. Oh. Back in the night. We knew what it was, man. You like the pussy. Cool.
So y'all wasn't fooled at the in the What You Like video?
No.
What you like?
The brat, you like Gucci. Like, that's what it is. Like, I mean. Shout out to the brat, you know, so we fuck with you, like what I like.
But
we knew what it was. I'm not surprised. I'm
more surprised this is news.
This is exactly. Like, I was surprised, like, when it came out, right? Yeah. And the shit was crazy. And it was made a whole big scene though. And the only reason why it was made, it even made news, is because it was a whole like Instagram video type shit, right? So online, the real BB Judy, the real big booty Judy, I'm pretty sure that's what BB means.
As in Gucci old girl, but
that's, no, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. She really, because you know Gucci had a real big booty Judy, so I'm the Sam John or who else?
Pull it up. Pull that shit the fuck up.
I didn't know.
The brat girl? With the brat girlfriend?
No. Put in the real big booty Judy.
No, I think that is her.
It's the same girl?
I think it is.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's her. And she's super lit.
I feel like they said her name like I was supposed to know who she was.
Yeah, big booty Judy. I didn't know that was a real problem.
They didn't show her big booty.
Oh, she got a motherfucker.
Oh, no, I thought it was not the same John Cooley did. Because Gucci John was doing dark with brown skin. This girl right here, light skin.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, the real big booty Judy is the brat's girlfriend. And she is she's an entrepreneur. Shorty's getting the bag. She getting the whole big old stupid-ass bag and shit. She bought the brat a Bentley truck.
Oh, she bought the brat.
Yes.
Oh, I thought the brat bought her.
No.
I thought the brat bought her on truck.
No.
Shout out to the brat. Make a pay for the wheel. That's all
right. Right.
Bruh. Shout out to the brat. Hey, that box right. You didn't get the bread. That's
that
all
is,
right.
That is a beautiful, lesbian couple. Beautiful black lesbian couple.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All the body. All that. Because we can't got it. Brat, you know what I'm saying?
Brat's fine
as motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
No, you know she motherfucking, what's her name, sister?
Lisa Ray.
Lisa Ray.
Oh, hell yeah.
So it's in the jeans.
It's in the jeans, man. Look.
This is where you're like 55 right now, but I'm telling you, if I was ever see you, I'm going smack. You gotta carry me. I'm gonna fucking disarray. Like,
you could be the bodyguard. Nigga, you could be the bodyguard for motherfucking for let's get it.
No, disarray. I'm putting dick in you. Yes.
Nigga, we can get on BET.
I wanna be your man. I don't give a fuck about no bodyguard. I wanna be your man.
We can be on BET, bro. Like, you got dressing
all white.
It's just you got switched.
I'll be all white all the time, 24/7, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Fire.
I'll be all this one looking like straight, nigga. I don't give a fuck. All white all the time, nigga.
The bodyguard.
Yeah, nigga.
Old nigga in all white denim with white cowboy boots. Snake cowboy boots.
Old nigga. Shout out to the old niggas. I ain't trying to get this to my young daughter. We know what y'all doing. We competing with y'all niggas for the young joint. That's just why. You 55, you trying to be a 30-year-old. Like, stop playing, man. I got to compete with you and shit. Come on, dog.
He got his whole life together.
That's what I'm saying.
He got his kids
grown and shit. He got gray hair and shit. He got trucks.
He just stuck in his way. That nigga is now stuck in his way.
No, a Marlboro. Got a truck and a Camaro. Both of them.
He retired early.
Right. He retired like shit. Worked for Metro for 25 years. Like, nigga, we know what you're doing.
He retired at 25.
That's what I'm saying.
He just out here traveling.
He competing with you. Meanwhile, a nigga like me is trying to compete with you, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Is there a gray beard?
Got a gray beard, son. Gray beard. Probably work out and shit.
Fuck up!
Got one or two tags. You know, owners.
You salt and pepper motherfucker. Hey, look, we talking about all my OGs.
Having a cooler right here, like shit, one black
cooler. Or the old basketball tag shit.
Right.
Ball is like joint, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. Be a regular joint. Rest in peace, Larry, like shit. And all.
Shout out to all my OGs, you feel me?
I miss you, mama.
Right. Shout out to all my OGs, you feel me? Because I feel like they all married, but those would be the type that we describe, you feel me? Now, my OG.
I'm telling you, man, shout out to the OGs. I'm gonna be an OG.
Man,
I'm gonna be fucking niggas up.
They so call me, cool. My OGs call me the young OG, man. I love that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You been through a lot of life.
Well, young nigga called me OG the other day, kind of fucked me up. I'm like, damn, I'm the old nigga, man. This shit fucked me up.
That's
like,
crazy.
Like, yeah, OG, man, I fuck with you, Slim. Yeah, man, you just real shit. I'm like, oh, OG, nigga. I'm like, I'm 32 fucking years old, nigga. I ain't that old.
Somebody was 32 years old and decided that they figured it out. You know what I'm saying? They made it. They put their foot down. They want to start a family. But they don't give a fuck if the motherfucker's in their life or not. Rihanna made headline news. She was in an article. I believe it was in Vogue or Riot. I think it was in Vogue and shit. One of them joints that should have heard this online or radio. I was driving down the street because, you know, just driving down the street and shit. She said she's ready to have a family, but she doesn't care if the father's in the life or not.
It's a modern day.
Hold on. Hey, Rihanna, look, I'm tall. I got good jeans. I got some Caribbean in my life. Like, yeah, I will knock you up. No question.
Yeah, weak knee.
Huh? My knee is all right. I don't give a fuck. My knee is all right. But look, though, I don't got to be there.
Achilles.
Just have my baby. I'm talk shit. I don't got to be there. Like,
but
yeah,
what? But hold up. What if you would want to be there in the shit? Like, what?
I want to be there.
Yeah,
fuck
you mean if I'm free? Like,
I want to be there.
Yeah, I need to be all right.
If he want to fucking leave, he can fucking leave. I'll take care of that baby.
Yeah, I need. Yeah.
I'll be there for you.
I'm not even going to lie.
I'll probably be a house husband. I ain't gonna hold you. I'll be in the house like shit, rolling your J's up. rolling Rihanna J's like shit. Oh, yeah,
I'll be your IG cameraman.
Like shit.
I take good pictures.
Badass, man. Well, I
take
shit.
Very good pictures.
No, that shit torch. Shit, sure, fucking niggas' lives up, man. I know that shit. Oh,
but
man.
is that the modern day, like, I guess the modern day with the bag and shit, like.
Because it's like, man, a lot of she rich, like, so she has the luxury of being able to be like, man, I just want to have a family. I don't gotta deal with no niggas. She's rich though. Everybody's not rich, so she got like a luxury of doing that shit. Like, she can say that.
Yeah.
The average girl can't say that shit. She can be like, I don't need no nigga to do it, but because it's real, she got the money. She got a bag. Her bag is crazy. Round bag is fucking crazy. So she don't need none of that. Real for real.
You know it's crazy. Is fucking no. You want to feel old? We didn't. Shit has come all the way full circle that niggas are paying for porn again.
What are you niggas out here doing? Niggas are paying. Who's paying for porn?
Fans
only. Only fans.
I'm not paying for no Instagram bitch. Like, nah, I would get on the jump. It's like, no, nigga. Like, no, nigga. The type of porn I watch is, I don't know, nigga. I'm not paying for porn.
They want wild porn now. Take porn is not enough.
But hold on, This so I'm clear, though. So the only, see, to my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Are joints getting hit on OnlyFans? Like, what kind of porn is on OnlyFans?
Porn is just watching.
What are the women doing on OnlyFans? Are they getting hit or are they just dancing around touching themselves?
I feel like some are getting hit.
Shout out XNXX, I'll be here for the free.
Pornhub, Bang, what do you mean? There's so many goddamn free outlets. And it's like, I don't want porn to be that in the fucking active. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, huh?
Who's paying for porn? Like, it's free.
That shit is the wildest shit in the world. Now, as we discussed last week on the podcast, I do remember this, before I got too drunk, I did do some investigation.
You got a page, right?
I went in.
How was it?
I still haven't.
Which one?
They got
an
OnlyFans.
Bruh.
Who's
on there?
Bruh, the thing is.
Send me a link. Try to use your password.
The thing is, it was.
Nigga splitting $5.
This is what happened, right?
I got $2 on.
These motherfuckers, some of these joints will have free pages, right? And I was really interested, like, yo, what does this mean? Like, are you giving out content for free? Or, like, what is it? So, you, in order to do any investigation, you have to, let me hit that motherfucking one time, Chief. You have to pay in, you know what I'm saying? It's like a $10 fee to start the shit, you know what I'm saying? So, I had a little 10, you know what I mean? $10 wasn't shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, you know, we alright. So I put the 10 in, but I didn't go back and investigate after that, because I was like, the content costs. So you might, somebody might have a free joint that you subscribe to, but there ain't no content on there. You feel me? You have to pay for content. And this really came in. Shout out to Joe and them. Shout out to Joe and the cartoon guys. You feel me? But I heard this on there because they was talking to Yards or somebody about the shit. So you can pay into just being on their shit monthly. But then their content is still money.
No, thank you.
Which is dumb as fuck.
No, thank you.
This shit is stupid. That's why I was just like, yo, y'all can have a tip. I'm not giving you no fucking money.
No.
Like,
I make my own video at the house, man. I ain't about to do all that watching no jump.
Bro, there's so many clips. Like, that's just greedy.
I'm not paying for that shit.
That's greedy.
I'm so happy it got leaked. I was kind of happy it got leaked. You know, the whole OnlyFans story got leaked.
Really? What?
Where was that?
Yeah, the content got leaked?
Somebody hacked it.
Oh.
You had access to all the shit.
You ain't let nobody know.
Wait a minute.
I didn't see the link.
Oh, wait.
I just heard about it.
Damn.
I wish I had the link.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying for porn, dog.
Yeah, listen.
There's a link out there.
That takes you back to the Do y'all remember?
If you don't got it now, you're never going to have it.
Bruh, do y'all remember when the motherfuckers, was it like high school or when, like, early college, when motherfuckers used to drop the passwords and shit. Like, he used to have the passwords and drop them joints.
For the porn?
Hell yeah. Bruh. Good saints. Good
people. I'm paying with no fucking porn. It's 2020, man. I'm not doing that shit, bro. Right. Like,
who pays for porn, man?
For free, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit,
like,
you know, that's how the porn I like is free. I like watching.
I used to jerk off with stills.
Right, nigga. Like, yeah.
Stills and thoughts.
Like, shit, you know what I'm talking about? When I was young, creep, nigga.
Stills and thoughts.
Dream
that was just a little bit too
bad. Oh, my God. Like, past tripping. Sexual experience.
Tripping.
Hindsight is 20/20 like a motherfucker.
I be watching amateur anyway. I like to see regular bitches. I can actually hit my bed.
I seen you last weekend.
Y'all be on type of y'all porn.
So like, no bullshit. I be on XNXX. Like, yeah, DC bitches. Yeah. You see a bitch out of you, bitch. I hit you, yeah. Yeah.
Put DMV DC in that joint.
They got hills on.
They got
a whole song on getting crushed. Fuck that. Man, that is some local shit, man. I watch local shit, man. That's what I'm talking about. I watch amateur, man.
That shit is crazy. Niggas is out here really buying. The thing is so crazy, niggas is paying for porn. Niggas is buying nudes. That's one thing I'll never, ever, ever, ever understand, fam. Never.
You gotta understand, son. It's like, niggas are perverted. A lot of niggas out here that's not getting on a regular, that's like perverted.
They but it's like, fuck. Even if
they paying for it, they got the means to pay for it.
So yeah, sometimes like paying somebody $40 for a picture to them is probably like $4. You're like, well, fuck it. I can make you show me your titties for $4.
Alright. Yeah, but it's not.
Here goes a little money you want.
It's a waste of bread.
Show me your titties. Just go to the fucking strip club. So that's damn not shit.
No, but
fuck the strip club too. I feel like they're
getting off. It's the power aspect. Like, I'm making this person that normally wouldn't do this for me because.
The whole thing is, a lot of the girls
would do that shit if they fuck with you for free. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you just are the thirsty nigga.
But you gotta build to that level for her to fuck with you for free. Maybe you don't want that. Maybe all you want is for that moment. When it becomes like pocket change for you to do this type of shit, like, hey, I want to look at something different. Send me a nude real quick.
But
you're not in it to try to get free nudes. Possibly, you just in it because it's like, you're in it for the thrill of it.
Like, oh, I have $40, so I can.
No, but see some titties. I feel like the niggas are really. Because I feel like regular niggas ain't just paying $40 for some titty pics.
Yeah, no.
So, like, that's the niggas different. That are going to pay that are niggas that, like, first of all, got the bread.
Right.
Like, we're in a point where, like, for instance, like, not saying that 40 is a whole bunch of money, but, like, 40 would maybe be more like $4 to them. Like, it's just like, oh, it's just 40. It's just double digits.
Right.
And so, to them, it's nothing. It's more about, so they probably look down on the women that they're only giving 40 to. It's like, well, I would have paid more than this. You only take a 40? Cool. You do this, whatever. Mm. I want to look at some black titties tonight, some Asian titties tonight.
Asian titties.
Right. I don't know.
White titties.
Got some Cambodian titties for me? Right.
Cambodian titty milk.
Alright.
I see two measures fucking the
And it's like, maybe it's just like, I don't know, like, and that shit just is strange, like, there's no, this is completely trans, and it doesn't matter, yeah, but, hey, you know, that, I guess that's just why I'm not, that's just not my bag, but, you know, shout out to those guys, because they're keeping a lot of friends of mine, you know what I'm saying? And you know, they're keeping them out the doghouse.
Right.
You know, and you know, hey, shout out to if you getting, you know, your money, you know, from the nudes. I never knock a woman for selling nudes though. I feel like that's the most innovative shit. Like, and not even innovative, but it's just like shit. Like,
You found a market. You know, tell the niggas being creeps.
Would you?
Like, might as well make some money off the shit.
But would you not? Have y'all seen the video of the girl like twerking with the bottle sparkler in her pussy? And then they flip it. They turn the camera. And you see her. Like, it look like her mama and like a baby and another kid sitting there in the same room watching the shit.
I ain't seen that.
You know what? I saw the clip. Of it, and it's like a girl. Her legs spread, and it's like a mom on the couch with a baby in her hand. It's a little kid next to her.
Somebody got to pay the rent.
Yeah. But what was about that?
That shit was fucking wild.
That shit is wild.
Like,
people scary though. I mean, people are scared.
Is that just, hey, you gotta get your money?
Sad to say, if that is how they getting down.
Not for the kids, man. That, you got another room?
No. Hell no. Hell no. If mama, grandmama, the baby,
shit, and do it in the living room. Keep the kids in, to keep the, or put the kids in the living
they
room.
They probably, they might not even own the spot or granddaddy. There might be a whole another whole lifestyle.
So you rent a room?
Man, might be renting a room. It's wild. Like, these strippers be living a wild life.
That is a wild life. If that's how it was, that's a wild life.
And think about all this, like, this was like a praise profession before this shit's going on. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm going to just turn to a stripper. Whoa, 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 whoa. Everybody, literally, the week before.
She almost lit her
pussy on fire.
She had the sparkler, the bottle joint. The joint they come through the club. She had that shit in her pussy.
On live, right?
Yeah.
You're not even getting no money.
It might have been on live.
The whole thing is, you're doing that, and I mean, I guess it is the strip club because you are doing that shit in hopes that you get some money.
I don't know if it was on live because it was a nigga. I think her, it felt like her baby dad is probably recording it.
Or no, that's sick.
They might need real money.
It's sick. It's sick. I don't know. That shit, I'm not fucking with the kid, the OnlyFans, like, all that shit. The OnlyFans shit, cool. They did report 3.5 million new users and 60,000 new creators.
It's a horny, man.
You know what I mean?
It's a lot of horny dudes that can't get to the no bitches.
That is sick.
Better get some in-house.
Man, shout out to.
That's what I'm saying, when it's quarantine break. Oh man, niggas are gonna go crazy. It's about to be
I'm telling you, niggas gonna lose their mind, son.
Once this shit ends, cause niggas not gonna care. It's gonna be a lot of niggas that just be like, fuck, I ain't got a condom. And they got a condom shortage too.
Yeah, I heard.
Who got a condom shortage, man?
Apparently it's a condom shortage out here.
Because they're made in like Indonesia and in Asian, Southeast Asia places.
I got enough.
That made the condoms. And they can't work, so they probably make millions of condoms a day.
Bottom jumps now. Fuck it. They in the store still.
Get to them while you can.
Get to them while you can. Shit.
Some people don't have that problem. Some people don't abuse them in the first place.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a lot of niggas that'll be like, you know what? Fuck it. I risk it. I pull out.
I'm good.
Playing that
Russian roulette.
The motion technique.
It was made by me yesterday.
It's like a Tootsie Pop.
Oh, shit! Corona baby!
Right, straight Corona baby.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be some Corona babies.
Once that shit breaks.
Well, it's going to be a bunch of Corona abortions, too.
Because you got to think about all the single people right now, they probably... All right, if they got like somebody kind of feeling, they locked up with them. This shit gonna go on for a little while. They're not together. So eventually they gonna get tired of this person. But it's gonna come a point where it's like, I can't interact with new people. So I'm stuck with this person. But we're not together. But we stuck.
The toxicity in Corona. Toxicity in the toxic environment. Is like there. It's toxic outside, but it's toxicer inside here.
Yeah, toxicer. Yeah. So it's just like once you have the ability to break away from this person, niggas gonna be running 4.2s out the house,
like, jumping off ledges and shit.
Like, I have a theory that the grocery store is gonna turn to the club. Cause that's really gonna be the only place you go to. So niggas is gonna be like dress up. To go to a grocery store.
Nah, but see, niggas got them apps too, though, bro. Niggas got these dating apps, man, where you just fucking swipe.
Bro. Oh, shit. I know that shit's probably going crazy right now. All the single joints with the night spot and people skills and shit.
Bunch of lonely jumps with good ass jobs and not working trying to get swiped.
they got pictures.
This is a fact. I'm trying to tell you, bro. These apps is going crazy.
Just trying to find someone to Corona and chill with.
In the house, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Must be COVID-19 negative.
Man, fuck, man.
All the fucking shit have gone out the window. All they fucking standards. All they gotta do is eat COVID-19
negative. The jokes can't go out, but they niggas are pulling up to these joints, bro. Like, niggas are pulling up.
Some of these bitches is hungry as fuck. They are hungry as hell out here. Please feed me.
It's quite a few women, quite a few girls have been isolated with their kids.
This is what I'm telling you.
21 days.
Real shit. I told my man about shit the other day. The women make these apps go around. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas is gonna be niggas. We're gonna be on there to see what's up. But like, the women is the ones trying to see what's up with niggas on these apps. They make the shit go around. I'm telling you, bro. It's like, man, it's a bunch of lonely ass women. Good jobs, but like either lack social skill or they just lack the energy to go out meet.
There's no time.
Shit is like, our whole generation is based on speed dating and swipe. Because the first step is getting to think you look good. Mm-hmm. The social jobs is based off you and her having a physical connection off the rep. So it's like, once you get past that shit, it's all about a conversation. It's like, these y'all be, man, I'm telling you, son. These apps are killing, bro. I'm telling you, it'd be a bunch of niggas with no game, on a jump.
No game.
Swipe the right, and then you meet the joint you like, and say the right shit, and you in there. Shit is real.
That shit is nuts, man. I'm just hoping, shit is gonna be wild. And then, the factor in is, you know, people are playing with pictures from months ago, you know what I'm saying? And they glow
that's
up.
That's real. Yeah, right. And nobody posted Corona pictures.
Yeah, like, there's like...
He's posting the day part and the brunch pictures. Yeah, right. That's part of it. That's the best part of the game, though.
Yeah, everybody going to be... it's a lot of people. We're going to put on some weight. Them summer bodies gone. I don't know. Niggas doing push-ups.
But this is really the time when it's like, all right... What have you been doing in that time? Like, are you just a lazy motherfucker and you don't care, you know what I'm saying? You're just eating and shit, or are you just doing the smallest...
I'm just hogging myself.
Like, are you the smallest about of shit to just do some shit to get in shape? Like, yo, do 30 minutes, man, 15, 10. Start out with something, dog.
Niggas are small.
You don't got nothing but time.
Man, listen.
Average niggas can smoke, drink, and work out, bro.
You can do all that shit.
I'm not gonna lie, man. I was off for a week. That shit is easy to fall into. Just sitting around watching TV and just eating. Because niggas stocking up.
Facts.
Thinking that somehow the grocery store is gonna close. So you got all this food in the house, all these snacks. You cooking every night, so you got all these leftovers. So you're sampling shit all day, and you're just watching
sampling TV shows all day
and movies all day on the couch. You don't want to do nothing.
Dog, listen.
You can easily fall into that trap.
This is how I'm gonna tell y'all, man. Listen, this is my advice.
Everybody don't got an Apple Watch.
Man. Gym class. You don't even need the Apple Watch. People got an iPhone. They can download the app. It's the Thenx app, THENX. They're going to cut me a check, you know what I'm saying, eventually, because I've been putting motherfuckers on. Get that shit, do one of them workouts first thing in the morning, and then do whatever the fuck you want to do, you know what I'm saying? But once you get your blood flowing and once you see, you know what I'm saying, you get some type of movement in your shit, bruh, you're going to be all right. THENX, Thenx. Thenx app is an Asian dude. He on that motherfucker. My man be cutting it up. Shout out to Chris. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you, but go meet soon after all this shit clears. But I swear to God, I've been getting so many compliments and so many like, oh, bro, I see you working out. You look good. I like, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. And I'm like, man, I've lost weight during this shit. You feel me? Duh. And keeping to the diet and, you know, like, you eat and shit like that, but developing some type of routine, so it's like, all right, cool. Well, if I do this shit in the morning, I don't have to go and be around a whole bunch of people, so I can let my body relax and then I can go eat. And if you start doing some shit in the morning that's positive body wise and shit, you're not gonna want to fill your shit up with nonsense after the fact, because you're like, dog, I just did some shit, you know what I'm saying? But that's just me, that's how I get down, that's how I've been getting down.
No, I mean, it definitely, like, I've taken advantage of it. Like, this push-up challenge has gotten me doing more push-ups than I've ever done in my entire life.
Jaw opener.
Yeah. but no, seriously, man. Like, I'm at the point, like, I've done over 8,000 push-ups in, like, 17 days.
Nuts.
I probably haven't done 8,000 push-ups before this in probably 8 years.
Yeah, 8,000 push-ups, nigga.
I've definitely been adding push-ups to my...
Never thought I would do that. But, you know, You got nothing but time. Why not?
Yeah. You so what have been your how have you gotten it done? What have been your like, and you have any secrets to getting?
I just kind of you got to figure out a number that you could do confidently, consistently. So, I mean, realistically, like, cause the challenge is 10,000 push-ups in 30 days. Mm-hmm. So the average is down to 333 per day. Mm-hmm. So you gotta know at the bare minimum you gotta do 333 a day. Mm-hmm. But you wanna be able to pace yourself.
Okay.
Because eventually shit's gonna start hurting. So
how many do
I do like sets of 50.
Okay.
50 or like 40.
Okay.
Now I done hit kind of like the past, I'm past the second week. Sometimes I feel good and I'll do like 70 or 80. But normally it's like, I just do a bunch of sets of like 50 to 40. Mm-hmm. Normally I try to stick to 50 and I may do like maybe 19 or no, maybe at least like 15 sets throughout the whole day. Mm-hmm. If you do 15 sets of 50, you're gonna get at least over that 330.
Yeah. I definitely say, since you brought that shit up, I definitely been added that to my core workout. So
it works. I never thought that doing push-ups would be a full body workout. Mm-hmm. Where as far as like,
what, the push up get you right, nigga. Like, yeah. Niggas,
but I never thought it would do it like that.
That's your shoulders, your traps, your biceps, and like that's just like core. The niggas. That's what all niggas in jail do. Straight push ups.
I feel like I look like a nigga that
just came
home. Like, yeah, like, yeah.
Like shit. I feel like a nigga that just came home.
Like, nigga, you want to fight?
Push niggas. ESPN is showing 2K games. This is wild to me, son.
But I'm definitely gonna pick up that motherfucking. I've been adding them shits. I did like, it's been 60 in my morning set, so I can probably, I'm gonna just add.
I feel like once this shit is over, cause I probably hit like 10,000 Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm aiming for at least about, I gotta have it done by Wednesday, like 2,000 by Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So once I finish that. I'm gonna still do them,
right?
Not in the amount, so maybe like two. First, I'm gonna rest a couple of days because I haven't given my body a day to not do any push ups. Mm-hmm. I've been doing push ups every single day consistently since March 16th,
right?
And so, give me a couple of days, but I'm gonna keep up with it because I like the way it feels. I just need a little more range of motion, so I'm going to have more energy to do other things.
Right.
But when I'm trying to, like, you competing with niggas, you see a nigga do 500 for a day, like, fuck, oh, I got to get up and try to match this at least close to it.
I'm telling you.
Because it's four niggas that did 10,000 already.
That's crazy. And that's the thing. I feel like with fitness and just with the whole idea, the whole idea of competition or partners and everybody, somebody to challenge you, that shit goes. Like, that shit is the shit. Cause
yeah, I get competitive. Right. That's why it works
and
for me.
That's the only reason, the way I've gotten back into a point where it's like, okay, you know, in shape or, you know, at that point is literally the competition between my watch, the app you sent me, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. all these little joints. It's like, all right, well, bet. Well, all right, I got to get up and do some shit. And by the time, I'm only in the new quarantine and chill, the quarantine and fit, whatever the fuck the shit is.
Yeah, yeah,
But that's the only joint I'm in right now. But between that and the Apple Watch, nigga, like, you can challenge folks on the Apple Watch and you'll be in that motherfucker and you'll know, like, alright, you're losing. Get your ass up and do something. Like, make up something to do. Run down the street, nigga. It's whatever. But that shit is super fire, man. Super, 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 super fire. So,
yeah.
Get fit out there, man. Don't be, you know, the summer is coming. You feel me? Yeah. Don't look ugly.
If we haven't left you with anything, remember this. Stay fit. Alright? Yeah. We're going to leave the house one day.
Yes.
You're going to thank yourself later.
And don't be a potato.
You don't got nothing else to do.
Don't be empty calories. Literally,
you can do some air squats, push-ups, and sit-ups. And have a total body workout.
For all you niggas, when this corona shit break, don't be nigga get beat up at the day party, man. Don't get your ass beat at the day party, man. Don't be that nigga,
don't
man.
Be too overzealous.
Don't be that nigga
at day party. Don't be too excited, man. Act like you've been here before.
The women aren't going anywhere. They
don't fight the day party, man. They're
outside just like you.
You in the brush booths, don't fight the day party, man. Yeah,
yeah. Just slide.
Just let it rock, man.
Just slide.
That's a nigga habit, bro.
Speaking of just slide, we can actually, all this shit's going to be able to run through super quick anyway. Thug said he started a new airline because he bought an airplane.
Get that money, Thug. Shit. Why not?
I'll fly YSL Airlines.
Yeah, why not?
LaMelo Ball. And his manager bought his Australian NBL team. Boss moves.
Run it up, Melo.
Boss moves.
Run it up.
Motherfucking boss moves.
Run it up. I'm with you. Run it up. Fuck it.
6ix9ine is out of jail because of the coronavirus. He's spending the rest of his time at the home. How do we feel about that?
At the where?
At his house.
Who? 6ix9ine. Oh, yeah. I knew he was getting out, man.
I mean, it's corona shit is serious, man.
This shit.
And they don't have enough money to make niggas care.
Well, it's like, bro, I don't have a condone situation, but it's like, I can't even say what I want to say.
I kind of.
I see why he snitched, but me, I wouldn't snitch like that. Yeah. But like, the niggas y'all play with him. But I mean, if you out, man, your rap career is over though. So you might go find
you a good don't love nobody.
Find you a good trade or something. You might learn how to cut hair or do something. Get some HVAC work or some shit.
They try to come back and release more.
That shit over with. But see, at that same time though,
middle
America gonna fall for.
Yeah.
Cause that's what about right.
These little young niggas are gonna fall for. As long as they can do some wild shit to that shit, they gonna fuck with it.
Oh my God, this nigga's gonna. He's gonna release his fucking new music as soon as that corona shit releases. Oh, it's gonna be fucking him. Niggas not gonna give a fuck because they're outside. Niggas just, everything's gonna go. I'm scared, but whatever. Rest in peace to Bill Withers. He passed today. You know
Bill,
what I'm saying?
Bill Withers with your cool ass, man. That's the coolest nigga ever, dog.
Bruh. So many hits.
Excuse me. How shit go? That shit crank, man. Yeah, talk all these bitches, boo. Bill Withers. Rest in peace to my man, man.
Playboy Cardi was arrested on drug charges. And
stop being a nut, Playboy Cardi. Man, like, first off, dog, let me say this. I hate to digress, but like, Playboy Cardi, bro, it's like, Slim, you okay, but you're not that good, fool. Stay out of trouble, Slim. Y'all niggas want to be so thug for no reason, bro. Dodge the police, nigga. Like, let it go.
I totally think being a rapper and being a celebrity after this shit is not going to be cool. Being a real, like, behind-the-scenes boss nigga is going to be the dopest shit in the world. But, hey, that's me. I've realized that in a minute.
Cardi, stop playing, bro. Stay out of fucking trouble,
though. The thing that was so crazy, he had, like, a zip of runts, and he had a gun, which is legal in Atlanta, but you can't have both of them in the same town. So, it wasn't even, like, no crazy shit. But you're driving the Batman motherfucking Lambo.
You got to know that. You got to have a nigga that's going to take the blame. You got to.
Yeah.
It's gotta be your one man that's gonna be like, man, I'm gonna take it. You're gonna pay for his lawyer, you're gonna pay for his commissary. But it's like, you gotta have, if you're some nigga like that, you gotta have a nigga to take the blame. Just cause. That's my shit, officer. Yeah. That's my shit. That's not his. That's my.
Hell yeah, I would never. Yeah. Hell yeah. But they don't mind the real niggas, man. I mean, they, not even that they hire real niggas, but like, the real niggas understand that these niggas is the lick, but then a lot of real niggas that be around these niggas is not around no more or in jail or whatever. So it's like, the nigga gonna be alright because it's Atlanta and it's some dumb shit. But stay out of trouble, boy, and drop that fucking album because, like, motherfuckers want that shit. New York City is giving out free meals to everyone now. You know what I'm saying?
Feed niggas, man. Feed niggas, New York. Fuck it. Feed niggas how to eat, man.
And the thing that's so wild, it's feed niggas. I would still, you know, I'm always a nigga that's, I'm not a chat line nigga. I'm sorry, you feel me? Like, you know, I don't want that because I don't know what y'all feeding them. But if you are in dire need, you can get food in New York City, in New York, I believe state. It might be NYC, but I believe in the whole state. and get free meals.
If you're not gonna eat it, feed your kids at least. That's the biggest thing.
Make sure your kids eat.
If you don't like the food, don't eat it. But your kids gotta eat, man. It's rough out here. Your kids gotta eat. Man, rough shit.
So as y'all can see, the NBA is playing fucking.
They're playing each other 2K the tournament, NBA tournament.
This was on ESPN right now?
Yep, that's all we got. You got real NBA niggas playing 2K.
Real NBA niggas playing 2K, and all the niggas from shit.
They're trash, bro. I would dog these niggas. I'm about to tap in right now. These niggas trash. He's playing with the Houston Rockets. He's not playing with himself. Bum ass nigga. But that shit, how y'all feel about that shit? It's something, right?
I mean, niggas is bored. That shit going on. Yeah, you got part of all the stops when you got shit else to do.
You heard that to finish the season, they're thinking about doing like a March Madness type tournament.
I heard something like that.
No, like the real season. They're going to do like a tournament style.
When are they going to start?
I don't know if it's going to be like tournament style just for the championship overall or kind of like a warm-up for the playoffs.
Like, hey, no threes. Who got Miami?
I feel like the NBA dictates the world. And especially in this situation, the NBA is dictating the world. Once the NBA comes back, I'll feel better about everything. Because when the NBA shut down, the world shut down. And y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, even the timeline, Rudy Gobert got that shit. Everything in the fucking world stopped,
Rudy Gobert, man. Huh? You're a big goofy ass, man. Rudy Gobert, man.
Literally. He did that shit.
Goofy super nigga, dog.
Like, all that shit, bro. Like, that shit is crazy. And, motherfucking. Once we get the NBA back, once we get some baskets, some live baskets, some live sports related where it's like, all right, we're going to be all right, then it's like, all right, start playing some shit. You know what I'm saying?
They trying hard to have a draft. They're trying to give, the NFL is trying to be the one to give the country some type of real live sports. They've given them free agency, but they're really pushing to do this virtual draft where they just have, like, cameras on the top draft picks, and when they get picked, they'll show them.
Man, look, NFL, if y'all need somebody to do that, let me know. Right, we can go live. We can make some shit happen. You know, we got the cameras to do such. You feel me? But, man, we need something that I feel like the NFL, somebody's going to give us a ray of hope. Because right now, it's just kind of like, it's kind of.
Right.
It's grim.
Yeah.
I see a nigga watching the rock skipper competition on ESPN.
Bro, I've been watching curling, bro.
Rock skip, that's real shit?
No, you think I'm joking. It's not a joke. Like, rock skipping. Like niggas was in the water, like, calf high. And, like, trying
to. I can never do that shit.
Niggas skipped that shit about 8 times. I was like, oh, he.
I can never do that shit.
Bro, I was asked what's going on tonight, and I knew.
Like,
it was some curling shit. They playing old games, old college games, old basketball games. I watched the 1988 motherfucking NBA finals and shit. You know what I mean? It's getting grim, but I feel like, you know, just give us something. We just waiting in the wind.
Yeah, man.
The Kardashians were fighting. That gave us a little bit of entertainment.
Bitches.
Courtney slapped the fuck out of Kim, and I felt like that was hilarious. Didn't see it in real time. Bitches. Hey, man. I got shit else to talk about.
Fucking bitches, man.
And Drake then dropped the motherfucking Tootsie Shepsel. Tootsie Slide. This nigga is like, when you talk about just being brilliant with marketing and timing and shit like that, we gonna drop a TikTok, motherfucker. And I seen 1,000 kids online today doing that motherfucker. Shout out to Drake. Shout out to OVO. Nigga, you're brilliant.
I done seen some old niggas do that shit. I was like, what the fuck is a Tootsie shit?
Bruh. And I believe Tootsie is.
I listened to a song. I was like, oh, this is like the cha-cha style. It's like Keep It Shuffle.
Ooh, cha-cha.
And I'm pretty sure Tootsie is the motherfucking producer on the track.
Tootsie Slide.
Yeah.
Either way, he about to make some money off that shit.
Shout out to motherfucking Drake. Shout out to Tootsie and shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody that's watched, everybody that's gonna watch. We've had a goddamn blast. Is there anything else to say? I think we done,
that's
right?
It, man.
That's all.
We gave him enough. Let's not talk their head off.
We're not gonna talk that. Hey, just like you said, y'all know where to find internationalawol.com, internationalawol/gymclass, youtube.com/internationalawol, Facebook and gymclass. Facebook, gymclass.
Gymclass podcast on Facebook.
Everything. I don't know what's going on. Another week, another great podcast. We're alive, we're well, and we ain't stopping. You feel me? That's a great thing. You know what I'm saying? We got logistically the way we can do it that way. You feel me? Enjoy this. Follow us everywhere. Shout out to Ace for sliding on through. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you know what it is, man. Back on here.
And lit like a fucking tit, man. Follow us like we do that. You heard me? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, everyone keep their ass in the house.
Stay in the house. Stay in the house, man. Ain't shit open, dog.
You ain't got nothing to do. That's you going to work. If you ain't essential, keep your ass in the house.
That nigga don't like you. Stay your ass in the house. Don't go over there.
There's 63 episodes before this. Bitch, catch up. And they 2 hours apiece. By the time you motherfuckers listen to all this shit, it's going to be quarantine over. You motherfucking fool.
Come over.
She
not going to go nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Risk it all for this corona, man.
Yeah.
Straight like that.
You don't like him enough.
He don't like you enough either.
It's the motherfucking Gym Class Podcast. You dismissed.
He just saw your Instagram. He had thirst trap.
And he'll dance it out.
He tied both his hands tied.
Late night, he saw
it. Boy, niggas have. Niggas have the alternate.
Boy, I'm strong as shit.
Black leather glove, no sequin.
That ain't the push them challenge, bitch.
It's elite shit. Naked crossbody got a piece in. Got a dance, but it's really on some street shit. I'ma show you how to get it. Don't you wanna dance with me, dog? No. I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could give you the
passion.
It's a thriller in a trap. Where we from? Baby, don't you wanna dance with me, y'all? I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could give you satisfaction. And you know we out here every day with it. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically I'm saying either way we about to slide. Can't let this one slide. 2,000 shorties wanna tie the knot.